evening, Patriots. And it is a good evening. It's a Thursday on the 13th of May. And even though we still have the hand puppet, Joe Biden, who likes to sniff little girls, in office, and we still have mattress-back Kamala, who sleeps her way around the world, even though we have still have them in the fake White House, filming fake press conferences with media that's completely complicit in the attempted coup of the United States, all is well. It is well. Because, why we know why. Because we've got God on our side and they don't. Because they're a bunch of Luciferian whores is what they are. This is the way it is. So we got to call it like it is sometimes. And they're all dirtbags that are up there. And boy, do we have some fun stuff to talk about tonight. But let's begin with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we come together each day. We ask that you'll bless us and guide us this evening in establishing the strength of our revolution going forward. We ask that you'll give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And as we start to plan our counterattack, they will ultimately seize the cabal by the throat and throat stomp them. And Lord, I simply pray for mercy for our enemies because we will have none. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. I'm telling you right now, we will have no mercy on these people. I mean what I just said. We are watching them destroy humanity, and there's not going to be any mercy. None at all. I'm telling you right now, no mercy on these people. Let's hope that God gives them mercy because it isn't our role to give them mercy. We might want to make an introduction. We're not going to be merciful. Not when they're trying to kill our families, destroy our children. You can't, you know, and this is the thing that we have to get to. Very seriously. I mean, yes, as Christians, we turn the other cheek. By the way, I have four cheeks that I'll turn. And when I get through turning four cheeks, I'm going to throat punch the heck out of you and knock you on your butt so hard you're not even going to know what's going to hit you so hard. Then you'll be gasping for air and say, what happened? It's like you made me turn four cheeks. You pissed me off. Now you can talk to God. Pretty simple. So that's where we go with this. We have to start getting back to our roots. Get a spine. Be strong. Men, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm gotta get this men thing this men thing going, because we need to get some of this testosterone love going back in our country. No more of this bending over nonsense. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to read the scripture because I love it, and to many thanks to Bear for sending it over as we were chatting this little bit ago on the phone. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bring good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Isaiah 52:7. All right, Patriots. So this is what's going to happen. And I'm announcing it tonight, and we are going to go full bore on this. Now, you all know that I've been pushing my pillow, and we all love Mike Lindell, and we all love his company, and we all love what they stand for, because Mike Lindell is a Christian, and he's a fighter. And the one thing about Mike that I love so much is he just completely tells you it's all because of God that he got to where he is. If we had 100 companies like my pillow, we would be in a different state in this nation. But we don't have 100 companies. We have one company that stands out here boldly and proclaims his success and gives credit to where credit is due. And, of course, with that, they've given this amazing, and I'm just kind of blending this all in tonight. So just bear with me, because you're going to all get the full picture here in a minute. Okay, this is like one big revolution talk tonight. And it's going to be so many levels of winning. It's going to be like President Trump. You're going to be like, we're winning too much. I'm like, good. Keep winning. Keep kicking it. That's what's going to happen tonight. So be prepared. Here we go. So we start off with the fact that we've got MyPillow, who's done an amazing thing. And we've given a code, which is BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, to all the listeners of this channel, to go out and you get 40% off on anything that you buy, especially 40% off the slippers. Now, here's that. We're coming back to the slippers. Trust me, this is going to be rocking. They also gave us an 800 number dedicated to us, 800-975-2939. So you can call it up there, and when they ask you where you what your code is, you tell them Bards, and of course you say, because it's from the greatest podcast on the entire internet, Bards FM, because it's a God-blessed podcast, and we're all here because God's brought us here, so you're going to tell them that too. It's important. And then when you write your comments, you're going to write down there like, Bards FM rocks, you know, the good stuff like that, because we got to take advantage of growing our channel. But here's what we're going to do. And I'm serious. I was thinking about this all day, and it's been an amazing day. There's so many neat things happening in Bards around Bards Fest, and I'm going to be able to talk about a lot of them here very quickly, but I'm announcing the first big one tonight. All right? And I mean, there is some cool stuff happening. You're going to be blown away at some of the great things that God's been bringing to us on this Bards Fest. I'm going to tell you right now, Bards Fest is going to be, and I am not kidding, I was talking to Eric Naputi, who's going to be on our show in the near future, and he's a chiropractor who's been fighting the government on some stuff, and he's been winning, like throat-punching winning. Eric and I were talking tonight. We are expecting this will become the biggest spiritual revival of Christ the world has ever seen. That's what Bards Fest is about, ready to begin. Okay? We are going to get God back in this country. We're going to get God back across this globe. I expect that by the time we hit Bards Fest, we are going to see, when it starts, we're going to have about 50 million people or more online, and we will probably have 100K plus per day, okay? There's going to be two major venues there, so one's going to be indoors, one's going to be outdoors. You're just going to have to, don't even worry about it. Everyone's going to walk away going, wow, that was crazy good. I guarantee it. We're building it that way. It is going to be a spiritual revival that the world has never been. So one thing we do know, and I don't have it formulated yet, but I did talk to Juano Saban today on text, and he has definitely said that we can use the 107 Daily, his new site, once they get it running. They're getting close. They're doing a bunch of back-end stuff, but we're going to be able to stream through 107 Daily, which is huge, which is absolutely huge, because he has such a back-end server. He's going to connect. He's connecting through fiber optic, which means he's going to the central hubs of the internet, so we're not going to get bumped. We're going to have our own platform to stream off of. I've got a great set of servers that we're going to be using, and I haven't talked to him yet, but I think we can probably get, I'm hoping we can get over on Mike Lindell's site, but we're going to talk to him about that too. So don't worry about streaming, because we're going to have it on so many places, it's going to blow people's minds. It's going to be awesome, okay? All right. Now, here's the big one. This is the first of many big ones, but this is, we got to start preparing for this. So buckle up. Here it comes. We are going to have a day. I'm working hard to get Mike Lindell to speak there, and I think we can. So we're going to have a day, and I think somebody knows what we're going to do. I want to give credit. I've got to give credit, man. This is one of our great B-dads that came up with this. And it was an idea that I've been sitting on and just letting it percolate. And it was a good idea. And this is where it's going to be. We are all going to have a day, a place where we are going to wear my slippers and have a my slipper revolution. Now, here's why. This is so many good pieces about this. This is incredible. The slipper revolution. All right. So first of all, by doing this, all of the patriots around the world are going to be able to support one of the best American companies out there. All right, that's the first thing. So one day, and we're going to do this, we're going to spring this on Mike Lindell. We're going to all wear slippers to the revolution, my slipper revolution. So the first thing is, we are literally going to have a day where we put our feet in comfy slippers, and it's going to be slippers and prayers, man. I mean, we are going to rock it from heaven. And it's going to be whatever day we decide. I haven't decided on the day yet. And we'll make sure and coordinate it on the day that Mike's going to speak. All right. So you got to get your My Slippers. Don't forget to get them with your discount. So it's Bards, B-A-R-D-S, right? We're going to be in the process. We're going to support one of America's best companies, a company that openly credits its success to God and Christ. That's an amazing statement in itself. If we had 100 companies like that, we wouldn't even be the same country. All right? I love the Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of whom brings good news. And we are bringing good news to the world, literally, in our slippers, right? And here we go. What's the good thing slippers are used for? Smacking cockroaches, because we're literally going to get rid of the deep state. We're going to be slapping cockroaches all day with those things. That's why I love slipper. The slipper metaphor is great, because it's what do you do with a slipper? Like, you see a cockroach, you're like, whack, smack them. That's what we're doing. We're smacking down evil. So we need to make this thing happen. So I'm queuing it up tonight. And this is literally, it's going to be epic. I want to see 100,000 patriots in my slippers. I'm not kidding. I want to see this thing. I want to see the whole world go. Because here's the statement we're making. Because we're also going to be announcing some major boycotts when we're there. Trust me. We've got a list of heavy-duty smackdowns. We're going to start taking after companies that have gone against us in this nation. But what we want to show is we want to show the world what happens when patriots come together with a country, with a company that is, with a CEO that has built that on the respect and grace of giving credit to where credit is due, to God and Christ. We are going to show the world what happens when patriots get behind something like this. And we are literally going to just explode sales for him. And I'm going to push this hard. And then we're going to demonstrate to the world at the same breath all the companies that we cannot stand that decided that it was a good idea to support a Major League Baseball bailout of Atlanta, who stood against voter integrity, all that good stuff. And we're going to pick our top seven of those. And so as we celebrate the greatness of one company, we're going to decimate seven more. And I mean it. And I'm not kidding when I say that. We're going to get this thing moving to where we are going to, by the time they get through it, they won't even know what happened to their stock. It'll be like, what? Whoa, what happened? It's like Patriots got pissed off. That's what happened. Dumped your damn stock, not buying your products anymore, but want you to look over here at this amazing company by a man that had all the odds against him, a man that you've attacked repeatedly, beat the heck out of in the media. His name is Mike Lindell. He runs an amazing company giving American jobs. And so we're gonna proclaim the slipper revolution. Slipper revolution. So, and I'm going to shamelessly pitch MyPillow. So for anybody that writes me and says, I'm tired of you pitching MyPillow, find another email address, because you're not going to get a nice response. I am going to shamelessly pitch this company because I love what they stand for. And I'm going to keep saying it. You've got your Bards code, BARDS, for a great discount. Get on over there and buy those so you can get them ready for the Bards Fest, because we need 100,000 patriots in my slippers. 100,000. We have to make a statement, big time statement. And when we do that, it is going to be like, wow. And the great thing about these slippers too, because he's made them so you can go indoors and outdoors. So guess what? That works great for Bards Fest, that there's going to be an indoor and outdoor festival. Could you imagine? Like, literally. I mean, it's going to be hot, so you're not going to want to, in the hot day, they are a warm slipper. I'm just warning you. But this is what we do. Could you imagine, like, all of a sudden, you got one venue, about 10,000, another venue, you got 100,000, and people are having their slippers, and we'll have to do a moment where everybody's smacking cockroaches or something. 100,000 people using their slippers to smack a cockroach to make a statement. We'll do something cool. But this to me is the sort of wins we need to look for as we move forward. We need to be punching hard. So if we go through this time and we are trying to look at targeting cabal companies, we equally have to look at raising patriot companies. So we drop one and we raise another. That's how we're going to successfully build this. We're going to successfully build this new economy. And this economy has to be based on a belief in God, a Christian economy, just like Torbus talks about off of Gab. I agree with him. So this is our first step. This is a major avenue to where we can destroy seven and raise one. And not that they're not doing well already, but we need to give them the extra statement of how much we want the world to see how much we stand behind MyPillow. They're seriously stand behind MyPillow. And I have no doubt we're going to have some, I'm pretty sure there's probably going to be some pretty cool swag that says Slipper Revolution. You'll kind of want that too. The neat thing is that when you do stuff like this, this is going to be fun. We're going to make it fun, but we're dead serious about what we're doing. And this is kind of the other message I really want to get clear here is we are in the middle of a deadly fight, a fight that they're trying to get. We are literally getting a fight that they're trying to get inside our heads. They're trying to distort people, deceive people, get them to take this deadly injection. They're trying to inject children now. And this whole thing is about ultimately about destroying the human ability to reproduce and destroying and killing off the population. I mean, they're not playing around, okay? And we aren't going to either. But one of the greatest powers we have in this world is to make sure that even in the face of evil, we can laugh with God, because God gave us humor and a way to have the power over them to never let them take us down. And we're not going to. We're going to celebrate with wearing slippers. I just love it. I love the metaphor anyway. It's like, oh, what are you doing to me? Oh, yeah, okay, guess what? We got a slipper revolution going. And you know they're going to be like, oh, dumb patriots. You dumb patriots. You're going to have a slipper revolution. I'm like, yeah? Wait till we pray and sing together. Watch what sort of wrath we bring upon this world, because you ain't going to be having a good day. I'm just telling you. And when you're over here saying, yeah, Patriots, and we're like wheeling you on a gurney into the hospital because you took that stupid injection, we'll pray for you. But, you know, payback. God's wrath is real, my friend. Don't mess with God. Don't mess with our love with Christ. We're done playing. So this is, to me, like, supporting a great American company, making a great statement to the world, bringing God into this place, having a CEO up there that openly tells you Christ saved him. I mean, we're like bringing the best of everything together, and we are literally going to rock it. So we got to start, and I'm only telling you this because I know this is going to get busy, and this is why we're going to push it hard, because as we grow this thing and we're going to, once we get things fired up, there's going to be a lot of my slippers being bought. I suspect we're going to probably overrun their manufacturing a little bit, which would be a great thing. I want to hear when they send you a notice and they go, we're backordered. And I'm going to be laughing. I'm like, you bet you are. Wait till it's just getting warmed up. So we need to get them backordered. Seriously. So we need to rock it. And that, don't worry. I know how Mike Lindell thinks. He's not going to let that happen long. He's going to ramp it up. And I'll talk to him hopefully tomorrow. But this is what we need, because you know they have this amazing thing, the singing revolution, which is very cool. I mean, we did that last Sunday's show. If you haven't seen that, or listened to that show, please do. It's a beautiful story of Latvia and how for about 4 years they carried the nation through song. We're going to do all of that as well. I mean, we're putting it all together the American way. I mean, you know, look at the American way. We don't do one thing. Like when they first introduced the hamburger from Germany, it was a piece of bread and meat. Today, I mean, what do we do with the American burger? I mean, like seriously, cheese and onions and tomato and pickle and mustard and mayo and ketchup. And then we get a big old beefy burger. And then if you really, it's like a manly burger, you're going to get two and you're going to add some bacon in the middle of it. That's the American way, right? We don't mess around. So we want the whole thing. So we're going to have the singing thing going on, and we're going to be driven by the, and that's the, when we get through with it, they're all just going to call it the Slipper Revolution. And they're going to say, what was the Slipper Revolution? It's like when the Americans like kicked the holy tomatoes out of the Lucifer. It's like with slippers. It's like, oh yeah, watch. They came into that festival. They launched Singing and Prayer in Slippers. They made one of the best. They took one of the best American companies and they made it massively big. And they stood there with their slippers and they prayed and they celebrated Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. And they shared good news across the world and the world joined them and the world came together and the world sang and the world elevated God's glory into the world. And it was the biggest, biggest revival in the history of mankind, which it will be. In the history of mankind. And with this, it was a global revival that God came back into people's lives, and it all was centered on a pair of slippers. That'll be the best history ever. I'm going to write that history, in fact. That was a pretty good slipper reformation. Who knows? Maybe we'll catch. Slipper reformation. We'll work with it. Slipper reformation, slipper revolution. We're going to do something, but it's going to be slippers. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to bring the wrath of God down upon these evil people. I mean it. I am, you know, this is where we have to start taking the high ground. And this is going to begin. There's so many things we're cooking up for Bard's Fest. I'm just going to tell you, all right? And I'm serious. And I'm going to be trickling them out over here the next month or two. Some are going to be big surprises when we get there. But I am telling you, Patriots, there is so much momentum and support for this. It is stunning to me. Stunning. This is God working. I had something today. I was kind of like, whoa, you know, someone was talking to me about a prophecy of about the revival of America and where it would start and then how it would grow. And it's like, wow, we're kind of part of that too. I don't know. I guess God wants us to be here. And I'm happy because we're just going to lead it and we're going to fight it. And it's at the center of all of this are this amazing, amazing group of patriots, the B-Dads. We're going to be out here just like praying and singing and smacking evil right in the throat. We're going to change the world. And that's what I want you to know. I keep telling you, I tell God, I'm going to change the world. And he's like, all right. But it's not me, it's him. And it's not me, it's us. And it's us with God. And he's moving through us. And we're going to change this world. We're going to get people back to praying. We're going to get God back in people's lives. We are going to have a Bard's Fest that is going to shake the foundation of evil. It's going to rock it and destroy it, knock it on its butt. And then we're going to go around and throat stomp it with our slippers on. Throat stomping evil with my slippers. That's what it's going to be. And it's going to be global because even if people can't be here where we are going to find enough avenues where we can stream it that everybody in the world that wants to watch it can watch it. So time to start making memes. It's time to start getting ready because we are literally going to unleash the slipper revolution on the world. And if you're going to be an official slipper revolution person, you got to get it. You can have any slippers. I'm not going to discriminate. But if you're going to be like a hardcore real slipper revolution, you're going to have to get my slippers. And then, like I said, don't forget the Bard's code because B-A-R-D-S is going to save you a bunch of money on those. And we're going to support a great company. So that's really the whole key. I mean, if someone shows up and all they have is their slippers, that's cool. No discrimination, but if you're going to be hardcore about this and we're really going to do what we're intending to do, we got to buy my slippers because we're boosting this company more than they've ever been boosted. Yeah, and please don't come naked with slippers only. That's not part of the game, all right? You got to wear more than slippers. Normal dress code plus slippers, please. No walking around with slippers only. All right. This is not like a rainbow revolution, slipper revolution. Not having that thing at all. None of that. No hippies here. No hippie stuff. Uh-uh. So this is how we take this back. We have to start taking actions that we can unify behind that are bigger than politics. We have to start putting our heart where our heart needs to be. if we're going to really take back this country, it is not going to be based on just a vote. Those are important components, but we have to go bigger. We have to go greater than politics. We have to get to why this country is so great. And it's great because it's built on the foundations, in the true sense of what it was intended to be built on. It was built on the foundations of faith in God. Remember, this country's architecture was designed to have moral law. Moral law. Moral law is the accountability to God in all things. And right now, we have, whatever we have is this hand puppet, Muppet show of a government, which is a joke for the rest of the world as well. And the corruption we have within our military ranks, with most of our senior commanders have like sold their soul to the devil. It is, we cannot sit there and wait or be in fear or be in anxiety because they're so horribly corrupt because they've made the bargain to sell their soul to the devil. That's their problem. Our strength has always been, and it always has been, the American strength has been the indomitable strength. That's how we've led the world. We have been fearless. We've laughed in the face of evil. We've laughed in the face of death. And we've stood up and we have won. And that is what we're going to do. There was a story from World War II, a great story, of the Japanese were told their propaganda was that all Americans were basically red-haired, about 220 pounds, big and muscly. And that's how they were told to prepare, that they were like big giants. And this Japanese tells a story. They landed on an island. And the first guy that this guy sees is a red-haired American, about 220 pounds, that picked up the 30 caliber, which is a pretty hefty machine gun, picked it off the tripod and started shooting it from the hip as they were trying to wade into the water. He was just laying them down like salami sticks. They're all gone. This is great. Look, that's the ferocity we need to get back. No more of this. No more of this bowing down. No more of this backing into the corner. No more of this about being like, oh, I don't know what I am. You know, I have faith and I believe in God, but I don't really want to say it because I'm afraid. No. We have to own who we are. We have to be proud of being Americans and being Christian. We believe in God. We walk with Christ in our heart. We walk with strength in what we do. And we declare it and proclaim it. I mean, this is about throat-punching evil. This isn't about making a deal with these people. These people aren't, you're not going to make a deal with, all right? And I'll be the first one to tell you, I'll walk in with my slippers and I'll stomp the devil. I don't have any problem with it. I'll be like, hey, I got something for you. What's that? Whack. What was that? My slipper? That hurt. You wait till I'm done with you. It's going to be more than hurting. You'll remember the word my slipper, and then you'll be coming to Jesus saying, please help me. I told you before, I'll run that interrogation room down there in Gitmo. Be a revival center. And I'll even wear my slippers there. Be like, sir, are you okay? I'm fine. Give me about 15 minutes, and this man here will be asking for a Bible and praying. I promise you. No problems here. We have a good understanding. Today, you're going to accept Jesus in your heart, or you're going to meet God. But one way or the other, we're going to make this right. And we're going to get your soul right. Gitmo Revival Center. The place where we can bring God back into your life real fast. Standard issue. For the men and women that work here, standard issue are my slippers. I can just imagine that poster out there. It'd be like, what in the world is going on down there? Well, they're bringing God back into the evil's heart. It's like, are they having success? Apparently so. Whole lot of people start getting down and praying after about 30 minutes. You bet. It's take about that long. And they're all baptized too. They'll be baptized a whole bunch of times. like a lot. You've already baptized me 5 times a day. I know. And I got about 10 more to go before you really understand what it means to be loving Jesus. I tell you right now, I'll finish this out with a good baptismal. I'll tell you right now. All right, so we have got our My Slipper. It'll be Slipper Revolution. This is the way we're going to fight. It's going to be a great fight. This is such a godly fight, too. I'm serious. This is the way that we need to fight, where we are literally doing something great by helping a company, helping build jobs, American jobs, doing that, building that up, putting some comfy stuff on our fleet, celebrating God in all that we do, celebrating a company that's built around the whole principles of God and faith. Speaking a message to the world that shows the world what we do as patriots who have Christ in our heart, standing strong. And then having a day where we literally are in there together, all slippered up. And we've got our My Slippers on. I think we'll even have to say the verse, Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains. Could you imagine like 100,000 people saying this? Seriously. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, and who says to Zion, your God reigns. Man, imagine that. Imagine that being live streamed across 50 million stations across the world. 50 million computers, 50 million handheld devices. I'm serious. This is how we do it. This is a fight that will only be won in the end with our faith and praise of the glory of God. And one is one. Person, two or more gathered together, this is going to be times 10,000. We're talking about bringing 100,000 people to a place, and I know we will, and 50 million plus across this globe together for the sole point in times for to celebrate, to sing, to praise God. It's going to be fantastic. So there's a lot of things coming up. Next few weeks, you're going to see, once we get everything set up, we'll keep you totally posted on Bard's Fest. Bard's Fest is going to be huge. We've got huge support coming. The outside of the communist state of St. Louis City, which it is, Missouri is an incredible state. They've got a great governor. They've got great people. It is the center of the country. We're going to have this revival there. We're going to make it rain in a way that only God can make it rain. And we're going to stand together. We're going to pray together. We're going to sing together. We're going to wear our slippers together on one day to celebrate our feet in the glory of God. We're going to support a company in a huge way to where it's memorable. I mean, that's part of it too, is to make this so memorable that at the end it looks back and they're like, man, this was an incredible time. This was an incredible summer. Like I said, the two best things that we could have happen in this for in relation to MyPillow. One, your slippers get back ordered, and two, they have to hire more people. I can't think of a better mix. So that's where we go. And we make it rain with prayers and praise to him. Tickets will be on sale when we go, on sale, we'll let you know, and we'll give you the whole details when that happens. We're not there yet. We're probably 3 weeks out, maybe 4, but it's coming, so don't worry. And like I said, we're setting it up on two different venues that everybody in the end is going to be super happy. Guarantee it. And someone said, are we going to have homemade ice cream? Yes, we're going to figure it out. We're going to probably do some major homemade ice cream machines out there or something. It'll be great. All right, Patriots. So start dreaming big. Put your prayers up for this amazing event. Let's really make this an event that will never be forgotten, an event that will literally be written in the history books as the biggest revival in the history of humankind. Not kidding. It's what I'm putting to God. I'm going to ask you to do the same. This is how we're going to shake it and bake it and own the terrain again. And it begins always. It doesn't begin. All these things are important. The details of voting, getting the voting machines fixed, opening up America, all that's good. But we have got to get our foundations right this time. Our foundations have to be rock solid. And those foundations need to be the foundations of God, the love of Christ, and the strength and faith. And as you stand on that rock with your My Slippers, because that's, you'll be standing there like, I got my Slippers, I got traction. You're like, good. As we stand on that rock, we are going to stand on that rock and reset this nation with the many other great Americans across this nation, unified with an understanding and a clarity that from that point forward, everything pivots first and foremost off of our love of God. And it's there that nothing ever can stop us. You can't stop us with Christ in our heart, with the healing of Christ within us. It's not going to happen. So this is a time for us now to take the terrain, not be pushed back anymore, not be put up any defenses. And I'm going to be honest, we're getting great pastors there, but it's really one of these defining lines too. We're going to see where the churches line up, and we're going to see where the power of faith falls. It's going to be a clarifying moment. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the rock that you give us to stand upon. Lord, we are beginning a quest into one of the greatest counterattacks ever waged in the history of man. Not a counterattack of a normal war, not a counterattack with mechanized machinery or bullets or bombs. But a counterattack, Lord, at the highest of levels, a counterattack with spiritual warfare. Lord, we're going to walk into those places. We're going to sing our hymns. We're going to unify through prayer. We're going to bring the world to its knees before us, you to humble themselves, to speak the praise of your name, and to unify across the entire globe. Singular voices, singular prayers, all unified for the single purpose of rooting out this evil. We're going to call it the slipper revolution, Lord. We can take our slippers off quick and pray. We can put them back on and stomp evil in the throat. I ask that you'll guide us in this journey, guide us in this path. Let us show the world what the true power of agape love is. What it means to be a follower of Christ, to wage this war without picking up a sword of steel, but to crush this evil with the sword of the Spirit. Give us strength. Give us patience. Give us temperance. Give us grace. Most of all, let us never bow or bend a knee to this darkness again. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Dream big. Think big. There's no limit. The only limit we put on things is what we put on God. Don't let yourself be limited. Dream big about this festival. This is a time to revive the Spirit of God across this world. It's a time to make literally skies part. Earth tremble. and evil collapse to its knees. When we're through with this, evil will bow. It will bow to God, and it will bow to us because we are the children of God. May God have grace on our enemies, because we will have none. This is game on. And there is no more taking this assault from them. We are warriors of Christ. And that means something. It's time for us to flip the tables our way and take back control of the mountains. Let the shofar ring. Have a blessed night. Keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Prayers up. Prayers focused. We're beginning to turn the tide. And we will turn this tide. And we will win this war. Trust me. Get your slippers. Get them ready. The slipper revolution is warming up. God will never forsake us. He'll never leave us. He's right there with us and shining over us with a big smile. Let's continue to let his glory reign across this world. And in this Lord's fight, all victory is his. We'll be there to witness as God wins. So have a blessed night. I'll see you back here at 9 p.m. Pacific, 8 midnight Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
old evil that has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.